Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. It was 24 years ago today that we lost Diana in a shocking car crash in Paris. Today, People reports, the statue of the princess, commissioned by her sons, Prince Harry and Prince William, will open to the public from 3 to 5pm at London's Kensington Palace. Noting, interest in viewing the statue on that day, the historic royal palaces announced they will be providing access to the Cradle Walk, which is essentially the beautiful walkway around the sunken garden. We will be opening that up, freely available, for passers-by or anybody who wants to stop and take a moment, especially for the anniversary. On July 1st, at the unveiling of the statue, the brothers released a statement saying, "Every day we wish she was still with us, and our hope is that the statue will be seen forever as a symbol of her life and her legacy." The statement continued, "Finally thanking all those around the world who keep our mother's memory alive." Situated in Diana's beloved sunken garden, sculptor Ian Rank Broadley's 8-foot bronze creation features the princess nearing the age of 36 when she died. She's wearing a meaningful mid-90s style outfit and has her arms around a boy and a girl with a third child in the background. According to a statement from the palace, the children represent the universal and generational impact of the princess's work. The statement also revealed, "The statue aims to reflect the warmth, elegance, and energy of Diana, Princess of Wales, in addition to her work and the impact she had on so many people. And by presenting a likeness of an older Diana, they hope to show the period of her life as she gained confidence in her role as an ambassador for humanitarian causes and aims to convey her character and compassion." The mirror reminds us of change in royal protocol following Diana's death. After Princess Diana's death, anger started to grow towards the royals, who were rallying around Princes William and Harry, so the Queen agreed to break one established custom. At that time, it was established custom that a flag, the royal standard, would only be flown over Buckingham Palace if the monarch was present. When Diana died, the Queen was at Balmoral, so no flag was on display over the palace. In the days after her death, there was a growing feeling that a flag should be flown over the palace at half-mast as a mark of respect, despite this never happening before. Her Majesty agreed that the Union flag could be flown at half-mast over Buckingham Palace on the day of Diana's funeral. Since then, the Union flag does now fly at Buckingham Palace when the Queen is not in residence. When she is there, it is replaced with the royal standard. NBC's Brian Williams remembers broadcasting on that terrible night. Williams told People, "We still had pagers in those days, and I carried one. The first page said 911, and the second was the number to our assignment desk. I called, and they made it clear to me that I should get in the car and go. By the time I arrived at the office, rumors were flying. Without social media, some of these were being passed along by wire services, and some of them by broadcast outlets. I sat down in the chair, and the coverage just started. It's something in my line of work we're used to. You work without a script and without a net. You have autobiographical notes in front of you. You mostly have to rely on your instincts and memory and knowledge of the subject." While reports were coming in that Princess Diana had indeed died, MSNBC didn't relay that information immediately. "We just weren't ready to do that. Our standards executives had not put it through the filters that we deemed necessary, and we're not comfortable going through with the story. There's no walking back once you've announced that Diana has died." After consultation with European outlets and a report from the UK's Press Association, they made the announcement. "I had no idea what I was going to say, no idea how emotional it was going to be at the moment. This is a 36-year-old woman, the mother of the future king. It is indeed hard after a quarter century to express how big and mythical a figure she was." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Newsweek shared some facts about Diana you may not know. Diana was already a lady before she married Charles. She was born into a British aristocratic family, the Spencers, and had the title Lady Diana Spencer before she married. The family estate is at Althorp in Northamptonshire, where Diana's body was buried on an island surrounded by a lake. Diana really did perform Uptown Girl for Prince Charles' birthday. In season 4 of The Crown, it shows Princess Diana, played by Emma Corrin, dancing to the Billy Joel classic Uptown Girl to surprise Prince Charles. 2 numbers before the end, she left his side and changed into a silver silk dress before Wayne beckoned her on stage. The audience let out a collective gasp of astonishment as they went through their routine. They had secretly choreographed a routine to Billy Joel's song Uptown Girl, using her drawing room at Kensington Palace as their rehearsal studio. And although we've covered this one before, it's one of our favorites. Freddie Mercury sneaked, disguised Diana, into a gay bar. Princess Diana was close friends with Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, who treated her to a night on the town in a London gay bar, the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, in London. Actress Cleo Rokos described in her memoir, The Power of Positive Drinking, how Diana managed to order drinks without being rumbled. The book states, we were nudging each other like little naughty schoolchildren. Diane and Freddie were giggling. Once the transaction was completed, we looked at one another, united in our triumphant quest. We did it. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, the Spalace Intriguing. Good times.